everybody, and welcome back to this week's episode, where I interview a guest who is so salty and so sassy, I couldn't help but just fall in love with his view of the world. I'm going to let John Paul introduce himself, but I do need to say that his journey began at rock bottom. John Paul was struggling with addiction, and he finally reached that point where he decided, I can't do this anymore. And so he began the long journey towards sobriety. And that journey, well, he talks about it in this episode. And it's actually a fascinating tale. So not only has he become a sobriety coach for those who need help, but he's also developed this method of breath work that is changing lives. I don't want to spoil everything by giving an overly long intro, but I think I do want to say that John Paul is one of those people you're going to meet that's larger than life, that tells you like it is, and will leave no stone unturned in order to help you heal. So here's my next interview with kind of the unstoppable force of nature that is John Paul Crimi.
There's a lot there to unpack. One of the things is that you can't help everybody. You can't save everybody as much as you want to. It's a hard truth that I've had to face over and over and over again. I've had a lot of people die, way too many. And then the other truth is that maybe you can help the people around them.
Talking about spiritual experiences earlier, and I'm curious about this. So for me, because I'm someone who sees meaning in most everything that happens in my life. So, you know, you and Matthew are on this hockey adventure extravaganza flying all over, and you're in the, you know, VIP room, and all of these celebrities are around you. And then in walks Tony Robbins. And then because of that encounter, and his generosity of spirit in giving you that pass for the VIP area. And then you go to the seminar and you have this almost like inception point in your life where you understand suddenly the direction you want to go in your life. For me, that is just, it's like synchronicity. It's like the universe leading you to this experience. I mean, would you say that encounter with Tony Robbins, would you classify it as a spiritual experience?
It's a moment. It's a moment where you meet someone and then you have this choice, this thing, which way am I going to go? And when I went to his seminar, I had a spiritual experience in the seminar. Like he induced in a spiritual experience in a way by what he was doing. I had it in there, in the moments. And now it's like when I hear Tony, I feel connected to my spirit because of what he did, you know, he created it. And then I had a spiritual experience doing the breath work. Like the deepest, most profound spiritual experience I've ever had doing the breath work. And I've had it several times. And I've had lots of people out there have a spiritual experience in the breath work as well. I don't say that. I've never said that on a podcast because I don't want to set up that expectation. Like, come do this breath work and there's going to be a spiritual experience because it's different for everybody. And it's different every time you do it. Some people, their trauma comes up for them. And then they're like, oh my God, I just experienced the trauma. I'm like, you didn't experience the trauma. The trauma was already there. The breath work is just showing you it needs to be healed. It needs to be worked on, right? So, but some people have these beautiful spiritual experiences in the breath work. I've had like people that you, I don't want to say gangbangers, but what I perceived or what someone who might be a gangbanger come up to me after the class and be like, can I talk to you? I'm like, yeah, we're talking. And he's like, no, over here. And he's like, I felt the presence of God. I felt a spiritual experience in the breath work. Is that normal? I'm like, for some people, yes. Other people, you know, they're visited by relatives that are passed, and other people just feel gratitude and love. And other people are like, whoa, what the hell was that? That was way weirder. You know, everybody has a different experience. And so I can't say what's going to happen for you. But that guy came and it changed him. And it's powerful to watch. And I've watched that happen a lot for years. I've been doing this for 15 years. So I have people come and then they have this profound experience and then they stay for a while and they change their lives. And I watch it. And so to me, it's like, yeah, I knew that was going to happen. And they're like, they're shocked by it. They're like, you know, blown away. But I'm like, yeah, that's what happens when you do the work on yourself.
Beautiful.
Your life changes.
Yeah, beautiful. I love it. Thank you for sharing that. That makes me so happy. I love meeting people who are making this world a more beautiful place. And yes, you are doing just that. I'd love to ask the main question, which is, I would so appreciate if you would share one story or two stories, however many you feel comfortable with, about something that maybe you witnessed or that's happened in your life that you consider to be magical, mysterious, or miraculous.
Okay. This is kind of a heavy story. So I don't know. It's not like I don't know if it's uplifting, but I think it's pretty incredible. Okay. So I worked with a guy as a sober coach, sober companion, and on a detox, and he was really bad. He was drinking, you know, a liter and a half of vodka a day. And, you know, I helped him get off that. We detoxed him. And then I did a breathwork session with him, which was really profound for him. And I don't want to say who he was, so I'm going to leave that out, but he was very well known and in this certain world, and he created a lot, and he died 9 months later. He didn't want to get sober. He didn't want to do the work, and it was heartbreaking. And, you know, this was in Los Angeles, in San Diego, right, that this guy lived and that I helped him. And then I think it was less than a year later, I was living in LA. I just happened to do a class in Eugene, Oregon. And, you know, it was a class of probably like 50 people. And there was a woman in there and her daughter, and she was crying. And I know what the cries sound like. I know what breakups cry sounds like. I know what grief sounds like. I know all the different cries. I know what, I can feel it. And I thought, wow, she's going through some heavy grief. And her daughter was crying. And she messaged me afterwards and she said, thank you so much. I've been going through some tough grief. My brother so-and-so died. And, you know, I said, yeah, I know your brother. I did a detox on him 9 months ago or whatever it was. And she said, that's crazy. My daughter felt like there was a connection between you two. She said, I feel like there's a connection between John Paul and so-and-so. And I guess he's still leading me. I guess he's still helping me. So, you know, it's a profound experience.
Thank John Paul for being incredibly vulnerable during this interview and leading with his heart. He's found a way to be in the world that is so spacious and revelatory and generous. I think it would behoove all of us to figure out how we can be exactly the same. So I need to thank John Paul for all of his stories and for who he is. If you want to learn a little bit more about him and his work, the breath work, the healing, his story, there are going to be all sorts of delightful links in the episode show notes, so be sure to check those out. please do consider leaving a rating or writing a review. I love doing this podcast, but those ratings and reviews, they mean so much. And I'm ever so grateful for each and every one. Thank you for listening. And here's my one request. Be like John Paul. Lead with your heart. I mean, in a world that is just so determined to break us down and make us feel helpless and hopeless, John Paul comes back and says, no, F off, forget it. Our way of being is in contact with others and being vulnerable and helping them to understand that they can rise above everything and that we too can be vulnerable and still feel safe. So lead with your heart and become the miracle that John Paul is in the world. Someone who leads by example, shares who he is, and helps the rest of us, slowly but surely, a little bit further down the road of our journeys.